Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from ITFA 2014, joined by filmmaker Davi Simanis, who's presenting his film Escaping Riga here at the festival. So thanks very much for being with us, first of all.
Thank you for having me.
So I guess, the first question is the obligatory question. If you could tell our listeners a little bit about what your film talks about.
It talks about two geniuses of 20th century. One is British philosopher Isaiah Berlin, and the other one is famous Soviet filmmaker Sergei Eisenstein. But the story comes from Riga, because both of them were born in Riga, and their way in life started there. And in a way, all through their lives, they somehow reflected on the city that they left behind, because they left the city to become someone, but at the same time, maybe on some kind of a psychoanalytical level, it still was kind of a close to them all through their lives.
Where did the idea to discover their lives come from?
As I'm teaching film history in university for students, then of course my interest in Sergei Eisenstein always have been in place, and so that's why maybe the starting point was Sergei Eisenstein. But at the same time, it turned out there was a kind of a mystery thing, the mystery meeting that they had in 1945 in 8th of September after the Second World War. And from that point, we started to think kind of backwards what happened with them till this very point, because this meeting is kind of crucial. Afterwards, Eisenstein dies and Isaiah Berlin leaves Russia and for good, and is living in Great Britain all through his entire life, and kind of live happily while Eisenstein didn't live so happily. So in a way, that was a starting point, but mostly those stories kind of in the film, they developed separately, and each of them kind of evolves in a different way, because the starting point is the same, but when the perspective is different, when the way of thinking is different, and the ways which you lead in life kind of they separate, and they lead you in a completely different directions.
But I was also wondering, was there even more personal reason for you to talk about this?
Let's put it like this, that when you talk about something like this, first of all, you have to think also about film history. And for me, one thing that was very personal was to kind of get into that feeling of that particular time. But this is one perspective which is very personal for me. The other one is that for me, it also is a question about me, myself, living in Riga right now, and trying to understand what would become of me if I would leave the city, if I would be someone who would have to decide on his life afterwards. And I think it's also when I worked with this film, and also when I watch it right now after it's finished, I always ask this question to myself, whether I'm Berlin in a way or Eisenstein. And then I think the answer is that I would like to be an Eisenstein, but at the end I always turn out to be Berlin, who is more like observing things. He's more kind of a calm, more in a distance from things, while Eisenstein was always involved. He was very, this passionate person who's always struggling with ideas, always fighting for them, very strong, very passionate, but he burned out, and so the difference is huge between them.
I like to think there's a bit of both in me and in some people too. The element of traveling and journey seems very recent. This is times, towards the start of the 20th century, when people really had to push boundaries too. And I guess in this film, the journey through their life also resembles the journeys which their lives took. Eisenstein himself with ecstasis and, his own theories about that. Was that another driving force in the film?
Yeah, of course, and I think that's always so. When you want to change your inner perspective, and you want to change your thinking, the awareness of things, then it's always good to change physical perspective also. So it kind of goes together, and I think that for them it was an important point, and that's why. And of course, that is a time when traveling still is something that you have to you have to push yourself to travel. It's not like that you do it on a common, on a daily basis, let's say. And that is why for them, they were forced in a way to travel. And of course, this traveling changed the way how they perceived the things around them, they
broadened their mind.
Yeah.
I love this film because of its approach. It's very creative, the way it looks. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the approach you use to bring in this story to life.
It was important kind of reconstruct the feeling of the cinema of that particular period, so the first 50 years of the 20th century. And so we decided that we're going to reconstruct everything. So we won't have any like archival footage or something that you can find somewhere. So we decided that we can reconstruct. So it was a quite difficult process to succeed in this, and I hope it succeeded.
I think it did.
Yeah, because we used black and white 8mm film. So we tried to reenact many things that happened. At the same time, we used some episodes that we didn't know whether they happened or not, because you can find in some documents that something like that has happened. So kind of a film is giving this idea that it could have happened. But this reenactment moment is interesting, because I don't like reenactment in documentaries so much. But in this case, it was very important, and for this reconstruction. So it was, I think it's like almost like knitting. You know, you have to work it through very kind of precisely, and I think in that mostly. Yeah, we succeeded in that, because it has many kind of references to this, also to the particular films also from that period. For us, it was very important that we do it in kind of it's not only developing the lives of these two characters, it's not only developing yourself whilst watching the film, but it's also these first 40, 50 years of the cinema. So it's also somehow the cinema also develops. You see how it changes, and we wanted also that at least in there has to be this small emotion, small feeling in the film, that you understand how the cinema develops, how it changes, and I mean the history of cinema,
and also captures the feelings of the times, because obviously cinema being such a new art form at the time, it just brings about all questions of innovation, and you know, not only Eisenstein's films come to mind, but also, you know, even the City Symphonies and all those other films at the time. So what about the narration process too? How did you work with that?
We started from working with many scholars who are like Eisenstein and the Berlin scholars who know almost everything that you can know about them. So we interviewed them. We put together some texts that we had already, like from memories from other things that they both wrote themselves. But at the end, we took those facts and made them more in a very subjective approach. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Because for us, it was important that we it's not only their factual journey, because you can find them in the history books or in Wikipedia if you want to. But in this case, it was more like that we depicted a kind of episodes that we thought are more about them, more explaining something about them. Maybe it's a psychoanalytic level, maybe it's some kind of a sexual or some trivial things that they had in their lives. But for us, these moments were important, and then we tried to approach them in this subjective way, just to explaining what happened. And trying in this narrator's text kind of gives this idea that you can always approach any question from different points, and so you have your field of interpretation in front of you. So
absolutely, Escape from Riga has been one of my favorite films so far at IDFA. Was very happy to talk with you about it, and thanks very much for taking the time.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.